The difference between Jan Leven's work and that of Rembrandt was already characterized in the 1620s by a man named Constantine Huygens, who was a polymathic secretary to Prince Frederick Hendrik, who was the elected king of Holland. In other words, Constantine Huygens was a high member of the court and a very well-educated man, lover of art. And so he went to Leiden to find out what the fuss was all about when everybody was talking about Rembrandt and Leven's. Huygens goes to visit them to see what they were up to. And while he's there, he tells them that they should probably go to Italy to see the great wonders of the Renaissance and antiquity. Of course, these young artists, being brash as they were, said, no, we don't have time for that. We need to work on our art and get on with our careers. And they said, by the way, we can see everything that one would see in Italy right here in Holland. And indeed, they were right. Amsterdam was the center of the art trade, and they could go to Amsterdam and see works of art going over the auction block and see the works of Raphael, see the works of Titian. Both Leven's and Rembrandt had apprenticed with other artists who had spent considerable amounts of time in Italy and would have brought back with them paintings, prints, and drawings that showed the creations of the Renaissance and antiquity. But Huygens had observations that still strike us as being remarkably acute and actually provide clues that help modern-day connoisseurs. Huygens said of Leven's that he was capable of painting large, impressive pictures. But then he turned to Rembrandt and he said, this artist brought all his diligence to very small works in which he tried to achieve perfection. And he said that Rembrandt was able, in his small works, to accomplish everything that other artists only accomplished in very large works. This should have been our clue early on in thinking about the Leven's as compared to the Rembrandt, both made around 1625.